بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the general practice amongst mankind, and that is that whenever a person finds himself in a situation or position of difficulty, of hardship, then he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes dua to Allah. He acknowledges that there is some greater being above him. He is prepared to accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. But as soon as that difficult condition is removed, or the difficulty is removed, he finds himself stable, secure once again. Then very often a person now forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he forgets the difficulty that he had found himself in. And he now continues his life oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this verse mentions, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ, that whenever any difficulty afflicts man, دَعَانَ لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا, then wherever and however he finds himself, he calls out to us, whether he be lying on his side, whether he is sitting, whether he is standing. In other words, whatever condition he finds himself in, when there is difficulty, he then will now call unto us. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّهُ, and then when we respond to him and we remove that difficulty from him, مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَى ضُرٍ مَسَّ, then he continues along his way, he proceeds and continues with his life as though he had never called unto us before for any difficulty that had afflicted him. In other words, he completely forgets this difficult condition that he had found himself in, and he continues his life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, Allah then says, in this way, Allah has made the actions of the transgressors fair seeming to them. A person does not realize, he thinks that this is acceptable practice and he is not doing anything wrong, but this is shows his disloyalty, his unfaithfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This particular type of behavior, we find the common phrase many of us have heard before, that there are no atheists on a sinking ship. In other words, if a person finds himself at sea, there's some storm, there's difficulty, and he realizes that no human being can save me, then at that point, very rarely will you find someone who clings onto his atheist tendencies. He then wants to call unto some higher being, some god, whoever that god may be, but he calls unto somebody. And he forgets all of his atheistic tendencies. And then this particular phrase, they mention that this phrase was actually coined in World War II. And they would say that there are no atheists in the foxholes. Foxholes would refer to that place where the soldiers would lie in ambush, or they would lie in wait for the enemy, or to safeguard themselves, and the battle would be raging. So they would say there are no atheists in foxholes. In other words, when the soldier finds himself in this position, and there are bullets flying above his head, and the enemy can be heard, they're approaching, then he forgets his atheistic tendencies. And they would then continue this phrase and say, but there are plenty of atheists in the mess halls. In other words, when the battle now stops raging, and these soldiers have come back to base, and they are eating their meals in the mess, then at that time you find many atheists. Now, when there is no perceived difficulty, no perceived threat, then they are quick to renounce God or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they now continue with their belief that there is no deity, no supreme being. So this is of course completely antithetical to Islam. A mu'min, regardless of his condition, whether he is going through difficulty, ease, he realizes that I am in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would continuously remind the sahaba radiallahu anhum, that one is some difficulty, some hardship that afflicts you, and you want Allah to bring a solution for you. A person is ill or is in some financial difficulty. But when a person is going through conditions of prosperity and ease, good health, here also he should understand that I am still dependent on Allah. Right now, as we are seated here in the masjid, every one of us is still dependent on Allah for our breathing, for the use of our eyes, our ears, our faculties, for us to just wake up from our places and walk back to our cars or go back home. We are dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this verse is clearly showing us that we should not adopt this attitude. And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if these people do this And they think that we will escape the punishment of Allah. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. Allah says, certainly we had destroyed many, many people, many nations, or many generations before you, when they engaged in oppressive behavior. وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam brought to them clear signs. وَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا. But they did not want to believe and accept. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. In the very same way we will treat and punish any group of people who transgress in this manner. They forget Allah during times of ease, and they only remember Him at times of difficulty. So we will destroy them as we destroyed the people in the past. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.